Welcome to Ag Matters, covering the positive agriculture stories from across Alaska with your host, Amy Pettit of the Alaska Farmland Trust.
Well, good morning and welcome to another edition of Ag Matters Radio. I'm your host, Amy Pettit, and joining me in the studio this morning are two representatives of Alaska FFA, Skye Reimers and Kevin Fox. Good morning, Skye and Kevin.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here today. It's been, let's see, Skye, it's probably been about 6 or 8 months or so since you joined me on the radio show last time. That was pre-fair. So I think it was in July or August that you joined me to talk about the upcoming junior livestock auction. And so let's follow up on that. How did the junior livestock auction go last year?
The auction went better than expected. I was able to make more than I was expecting on my beef project last year, and this year I'm also doing another beef project.
Oh, good. Remind me, what was your steer's name last year?
His name was Darth Vader. That's this right. Year, my steer's name is Optimus Prime.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. Very good. I sense a little bit of a theme. Yeah. So how did it go in the show ring with Darth Vader last year?
For 4-H week, I got third place, and then for the open show, I got fourth place. So that was pretty good. I was pretty happy. And then for the meat evaluation, like how well his carcass did, I think he made choice steak, which I was pretty happy.
Oh, like, very
it's
going
to be Prime next year.
Yeah.
Optimus Prime. Yes.
Very good. And Skye, perhaps an unfair question, but I'm sure you remember. Who bought your animal last year?
Katie and Mike from Pioneer Peak Orthopedics.
Oh, okay.
Pioneer Peak Orthopedics basically bought my steer.
Oh, very good. Well,
he said he was delicious, so
good.
I'm happy.
That was going to be my next question, if you got any feedback about it. So that's all good news. Very good. And so you have another steer that you're raising this year. Any other animals or just the one beef project?
We have a bunch of animals. Diversified is our micro farm for sure. We have sheep. We have a sheep breeding project. Actually, this morning at 5 a.m. in the morning, we got twins from one of our other ewes.
Oh, okay.
And then we have chickens, we have a dog, we have a horse, we recently got two little pigs.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Great. Of all the things, I didn't know we'd do pigs, but now we are.
Yeah, you don't have a lot of free time on your hands then, do you?
Yeah, I have to make time for things.
Yeah, all those animals take up a lot of responsibility and a lot of time. So let's talk a little bit about FFA and your new role with the state FFA organization.
So this last state convention, I got elected as the state FFA reporter. I love my job so far. I'm super excited about this upcoming year. I'm still getting used to my role, but I can't wait to see what the year has come and get to know my officer team better.
Yeah.
I'm super excited.
So a state officer, that's a big deal.
Yeah, I've wanted to become a state officer ever since I first joined FFA when I was 12. So that was about 5 years ago.
Okay, very good. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And Kevin, to bring you into this, Skye mentioned that she was elected at the state convention a couple of weeks ago. So tell us a little bit about the state convention and how successful it was this year.
Oh, we had a great state convention held at the middle of March. I'll put in a plug for the other state officers. We elected Cody Myers, our new state president. He's from North Pole. Brandon Traney from Palmer is our vice president. And Jasmine Moyer ran for another term and was elected as our state treasurer. And she's going to serve another term along with Skye. So we've got four state officers this year.
Yeah.
But we had a great state convention. It was nice for me, and it's probably the smoothest convention we had because of all the volunteers I had. Also had a good group of returning past state officers that helped out. Since it was their spring break for college, a lot of them came.
Okay.
And I think I had 8 returning state officers, and it's nice when they know what needs to happen, and you can just give them a job and say, hey, I need some help here, and they just take care of it.
Yeah.
So
how many students did you have?
We had about 170 kids that participated.
That's great. Yeah. And how many chapters are you guys up to now?
We're working on number 17 right now.
What?
With Toke. Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, we've grown a lot. In the last 4 years, we went from 6 chapters, we're up to 17. 2 new chapters, Prince of Wales and Toke. Just actually talked to the new teacher that they hired in Toke. His name is Rex Hamner. He's actually taught high school agriculture education and was an FFA advisor in Wyoming, and he's moving up to take that job. And I just visited with the individual that got offered the job here in Palmer, too, Cody Buse. Got offered the job, so some changes in our makeup of our advisors in the state, but we're excited to have some new people on
board.
Well,
congratulations on 17 chapters. I mean, that's huge. That is a tremendous amount of growth since you came 4 years ago, right?
Thank you. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
And a nice thing is starting to feed itself, too. I mean, people are seeing what we're doing with kids and the opportunities that FFA has for kids, and they're wanting to get on board, and a lot of schools are excited about starting programs because I think it does a good job of educating kids.
Well, I can speak as a volunteer that helped you guys out at convention back in March. The caliber of kids that come through those FFA programs are so impressive, and it's so fun to participate. I did job interview and one of the speech competitions, and they just continue to blow my mind with the kids that are up and coming in a bright agriculture future, right?
Yeah, it's great to see those kids involved in all the different events and provide those leadership opportunities. I think FFA gives them a little step above some of the other kids just from the ability to participate in things like you say, the job interview or the speaking events where they get put on the spot and, prepares them for careers in whatever, not necessarily just agriculture, but anything they choose to do.
Absolutely. Well, Sky, let's jump back to your new role as reporter. So I think last week I mentioned FFA on my show because you guys are helping the Valley Garden Club with their upcoming plant sale Memorial Day weekend. And so I said, oh, yeah, well, I've got Sky coming up on my radio show. Maybe not you two individually. I'm getting some blank stares. But some FFA kids apparently are helping out the Valley Garden Club with their plant sale Memorial Day weekend. Anyway, I mentioned that you were coming on the show, and I think I called you. I think I thought that your role was as a secretary with the new officer role. But so what is a reporter? What does that mean? What are your duties?
So the reporter, I have to get the word that FFA is out there, basically.
Okay.
I'm kind of the social media person. I have to keep members updated on Facebook or the website.
Good.
Actually, currently right now, we're changing over our website so it looks better and newer, and I'm adding lots of new pictures and everything, so people should... It's pretty exciting. It's a lot of work. I've been working pretty hard on being a reporter. And I really enjoy my job, though.
Good. Very good. And speaking of raising awareness and being out there, I think I saw a picture on your social media post about an activity with the governor earlier this week, right?
Oh, yeah. Yesterday morning, we got to... me and Brandon were able to watch the governor sign a proclamation that makes Ag Day an official holiday in Alaska, which it's May 1st.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Very good.
Happy Ag Day.
Yeah. And a bunch of tractors were rolling down the road, right?
Yesterday was also the second annual Drive Your Tractor to Work Day, apparently. I haven't heard of it until yesterday, but.
Yeah.
Hooray.
Yeah, it was cool. I wasn't actually able to be there, but quite a few people saw all those tractors either headed down the highway or parked there at the Division of Ag office. And I got a few texts, people in front of the tractors, like, what's going on? Why are all the tractors here? So we give some props to Director Keyes for that idea. I think last year he was the only person that drove his tractor to work. And then this year to have, 15 or so people drive their tractors was pretty cool, including the governor. And so we certainly appreciate his time and attention to the agriculture industry. And I'm glad that you and another FFA member were able to be there.
Yeah, my fellow teammate, Brandon Traney.
Okay, very good.
Vice President.
Very good. Well, a quick interruption to remind folks that this is Ag Matters Radio. I'm your host, Amy Pettit, and joining me in the studio this morning are two FFA representatives, Sky Reimers, the new state reporter, and Kevin Fox, the statewide FFA advisor. So let's chat about the next couple of months in the world of FFA students. What is going on? What's on the horizon? What are you working on?
Well, can you repeat that question real quick?
Yeah, well, I'm just wondering what's going on in the world of FFA right now and what are most kids focus on? I mean, the end of the school year is coming up in the next week or so, and there's the state fair coming up and other activities, but what's on your guys' horizon?
Well, we have some trainings coming up I'm pretty excited about. We're going to have a training here, and then also in July, me and my officer team have the opportunity to go down to Washington, D.C. and have some hardcore training down there. I'm pretty excited. It's going to be hot down there, though, probably.
Oh, yeah. What time of year? When are you going?
It's in July, so that's the middle of summer. It's great. It
certainly is.
And
going
also
to be.
Coming up this Saturday, I believe we are going to be helping the Midnight Sun FFA chapter sell some of their flowers. Hopefully people can buy some flower baskets for their mothers for Mother's Day.
Okay.
At the swap meet, I believe, is where we're going to be having it.
Okay.
And I'm from Midnight Sun, so I just naturally help them out.
Okay. Very good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. And so, and then most kids are probably, I guess that's not a fair statement. I was thinking most kids probably attend a fair in their region with an animal project. Is that an accurate statement? Or would you say what percentage of kids are involved in showing an animal at the fair, Kevin? Is that, sorry,
you know,
unfair question.
We try to get all our kids, or when I say kids, I mean our students involved in what's called an SAE,
right,
which is Supervised Ag Experience. And that can be an entrepreneurship type project where they actually own a business, or they might own livestock, be raising their own livestock. Or it can be work experience too, to where they're working for ag-related business and learning those skills, you know, additional skills that they maybe don't get in the classroom. So, you know, that's a good learning model. So, you know, as far as ownership, a lot of our kids around the state are involved with livestock and poultry and showing things at the fair. I would guess probably maybe a quarter, don't you think, Sky?
A quarter, probably.
Of our kids, probably.
Okay.
If not more, but pretty good proportion of them are raising some kind of livestock.
Yeah. And so it's that time of year where they're getting their baby animals or their young animals and working on raising them for the summer to sell at the state fair. And you mentioned that you have a steer again this year, Sky. And so we talked last time you were on the show about the amount of work and responsibility that is. And let's talk about the FFA side of that equation. I mean, not only are you raising that animal to sell at the junior livestock auction, but what are the responsibilities for you? What do you have to keep track of? And what do you have to demonstrate as part of the FFA side of that project?
I have to demonstrate a lot of responsibility and work really hard to raise my animal, and I tell people about my animal and I tell them to come to the auction, and also now I'm telling lots of people to definitely join FFA. You don't have to become a farmer to join FFA. I don't plan on becoming a farmer.
What?
That's not a bad thing.
Right.
There's so many careers out there that relate to agriculture and people don't even realize it.
Yeah. I imagine there's a lot of record keeping with your steer, right?
Yes,
you have to track his weight and his feed and rate of gain and all those things.
There's a lot of record book stuff.
Yeah.
Too much in my opinion, but of course when I'm older I'll appreciate it more probably.
You will. Yep.
Sky received her state FFA degree too, so all our students have to keep some kind of records. They usually do that. We use an online record keeping system called AET, but we have different degrees that kids can earn in FFA. They can start in junior high, they can get the discovery degree, and then as a freshman, sophomore, they can get the green hand degree, and then sophomore, junior year, usually the chapter FFA degree, and then that goes to the state FFA degree, and then after they're out of high school, they can actually get the highest degree, which is the American FFA degree.
Okay.
But all those degrees have different requirements, and usually some of those requirements are they have to have earned so many dollars in their SAE.
Okay.
And they have to have done so many hours of community service, and had to participate in so many leadership events above the state or above the chapter level. So like when they're the highest degree, when they get that, they actually have had to earn $7,500 in their work experience or their ownership type project. They have had to do 50 hours of community service, and they've had to do several leadership activities above the chapter level. So
yeah.
But
that's
each
great.
One of them kind of builds on the other one. They have to have earned that, the first degree, before they can go to the next one.
So. Okay. And how many are there total?
Discovery, Green Hand, Chapter, State, and American.
Oh,
so
okay.
There's five.
So there's five.
They don't necessarily have to start as with a Discovery. Some kids might just start, if they don't have a junior high program, they might start with earning the Green Hand degree at the freshman level. Yeah.
And so you just earned your state
degree? Actually, last year I was able to complete my application and earn my state. And then this year I plan to run during, so if I get elected during my senior year, I'll have less school and hopefully less busyness in my life, but I don't think that's going to work out. So I have all the degrees except for the American degree.
Okay. All right. Very good. Very good. Well, yeah, you know, all of the components of FFA, I think, that you've brought up, the degrees and the SAEs and these leadership and civic activities that kids are allowed to participate in, they just really set kids up for success in the future and help them engage with the community more and be more involved, become leaders in the community, et cetera. So it's a great program. I think I've made the statement before. It didn't exist in my high school where I grew up until the year after I graduated, which was kind of a bummer. I don't know if it still carries on today. I'm not sure about that. But I was involved in a kind of a sister organization called Future Business Leaders of America. And I wouldn't have given up that opportunity for anything, because it just really exposed me to some great opportunities and all of these types of things that you're talking about, the workshops and the trainings and the state conference that you guys just had. It just really, really helps kids develop into the leaders of tomorrow. So,
yeah, Sky can probably talk a little bit. You know, we always try to do a community service component mm-hmm. at our state convention, but we also try to encourage our kids at the chapter level to get involved in their communities and recognize, you know, that's important that they are good citizens and give back to their communities. But
yeah.
Sky could maybe talk about our big community service event we did at state this year. It was really,
I would love to hear
really
about
unique.
That. Yeah.
Yeah, this year at state convention, we had the opportunity to do the Magic Yarn Project. Yeah. I don't know if anyone's heard of that before. It's gotten pretty big, and the person who started it was able to come up and show us what we're supposed to do. Basically, they had a whole bunch of crocheted and knitted wigs and hats for the kids that have had cancer. They've lost their hair through leukemia, that kind of thing. And we got to decorate them and everything. I wasn't able to participate too much, but our goal was 500 wigs or hats, but we made about 650. So
great.
That was pretty exciting.
Yeah. That's an incredible project, the Magic Yarn Project. And I was super glad I saw, I think on your guys' social media, mm-hmm. I saw that mentioned as your community service project this year. And it just kind of warmed my heart to know that that's the project that you guys were helping on. And the original founder of the Magic Yarn Project is a Palmer girl. And was she an FFA member back in the day? Because she's part of the Kenley Circle, right? And so.
Yeah, Holly Christensen. Yeah, she was actually a state FFA officer, too.
Okay,
so,
very good.
Along with all her cousins.
Right,
They've been involved in the FFA a lot.
Yeah, that Oberg-Kenley clan.
Right.
Yeah, that's great. I was super, super excited to see you guys involved with that. And that's incredible, 650 wigs and hats. And those are going far and wide across the country and even outside of the country, I think.
She sends them internationally. We were I was able to secure a grant through the National FFA Living to Serve program, so we were able to pay for all the materials and shipping yarn and all the everything that happened that day, so it was nice to support that.
Yeah, very good, very good. Another quick reminder that this is Ag Matters Radio. I'm your host, Amy Pettit, and joining me this morning is Sky Reimers, FFA reporter, and Kevin Fox, FFA advisor for the state. So real quick, I want to bring up how people can learn more about Alaska FFA. You mentioned that you're the reporter and you're responsible for social media, mm-hmm. website, etc. So tell us where folks can find that. What is your web address and how do we find you on social media?
So on social media, Facebook, we usually respond within a day if you're interested in FFA. On our Facebook, we're the Alaska FFA Association. You should be able to find it pretty easy.
Okay.
And then you can also look up on our website, AlaskaFFAAssociation.com.
Oh, okay.
Pretty simple address to remember. And you can also call Mr. Fox, state advisor, because that's his job, getting people to join FFA.
Okay.
No, happy to talk to you. My office is housed at the Ag Experiment Farm on Trunk Road, so you can stop into my office and visit, or you can call me there.
Yeah. And so if a kid, if a student or maybe a parent is hearing about Alaska FFA and thinking, man, I would really like to get my kid involved, but I don't know if FFA is in my school, or maybe I'm a homeschool student. What are the limitations? Does there have to be a chapter in the region, or if there isn't, can you be a remote member, or how does that work?
I think that's actually one of the things they discussed during state convention this year, that you can't just jump around between a lot of chapters just because your friends are there or something.
Okay.
I think now we have it so if you don't have a chapter in your school, then you can go to the closest chapter in your area, or if it's not in your area, just whichever chapter is closest to you.
Okay.
And you can go to that chapter.
Okay.
We're unique, Amy, in that we, as a state, we've probably have more home. I know we have more homeschool chapters than any other state. We've got 6 homeschool chapters, and we work with IDEA Homeschool and Focus Homeschool. We've got chapters in Fairbanks and Anchorage and down on the Kenai that are homeschool. So there's some opportunities there. If people don't have them in their schools, there's an opportunity that they might be able to join one of those chapters. Sky is actually a homeschool chapter. It's Midnight Sun, and when we started the Midnight Sun chapter, we kind of made it an umbrella chapter for the whole state with sub-chapters in different locations. The goal with those sub-chapters is eventually that they grow big enough that they can become their own chapter, which happened in Fairbanks. The Midnight Sun Fairbanks chapter actually grew big enough that they became the Golden Heart chapter. But we still have we have sub-chapters in Wasilla. We have one in Anchorage, and we have one down on the Kenai.
Good. And how many kids does it take to make a chapter? For example, if folks somewhere where there's not an existing chapter and maybe homeschool's not the right answer, how many kids would have to be interested and involved to get another chapter started?
Well, we try to encourage them to have about 10 members because there's 6. If they have all the officers that they can have, it's usually 6 officers in their chapter. So usually a good number is 10.
Okay.
But we're willing to work with them however we can. We're trying to create opportunities for kids, so we'll work with them. But ideally, if they've got 10 or more kids, that's kind of what we're looking at.
So, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good. Yeah, because I'm sure you wouldn't limit it. If somebody wants to get involved, you'll find a way to get them involved, right?
Yeah, that's my mission, I guess, is to grow agriculture and grow agriculture education in the state.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. One of the biggest things that happens every year with FFA is the national convention, right? So what time of year does that happen, and where is that held?
So the national convention is in Indianapolis. I haven't ever been to national convention this year. I hope to go, though.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty stoked about that.
Is it in the fall?
End of October.
Yeah, it's in October, I think. So
yeah,
and it's pretty big.
Yeah, Kevin, how many kids are at national conventions?
Oh, it's an amazing event. Last year there was over 80,000 people at convention. Yeah, and you know that's with the people that are helping and the students that are there. But 56,000 kids. They set a record of the highest attended convention. So it's good to see. You know, a lot of people say agriculture is dying, but it's not dying with FFA. It just keeps growing every year. We've got and nationwide, there's over 560,000 kids that are in FFA. So it's a huge organization.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's pretty amazing to see 50,000 kids in blue and gold jackets and downtown Indy.
Yeah. Yeah. And so last year, how many Alaskan students went to national convention? Do you remember?
I think we had over 30.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had 7 chapters that took kids down. So
very good. And so correct me if I'm wrong, but you have to qualify to make it to state convention in like one of the competitions, or how do you get picked to go to nationals?
To go to nationals, in a competition, you have to have been a state winner.
Yeah. Okay.
To come to state, we don't have qualifications. Some of the contests this year, we limited it to some of our leadership events. We limited it to 2 people per chapter. But in order to go to nationals and compete, you have to have won the state competition. So, kids can go to nationals. There's a lot of things happening besides the that we call them career development events or leadership development events that are happening. There's, you know, all kinds of leadership and sessions going on, and a career fair and tours and just a huge amount of things for kids to do. So there's a lot of neat things to happen without being involved in a competition.
Sure.
So some chapters will take kids down without competing,
but
being able to compete at the national level is pretty neat too, being one of those 50 state winners and
absolutely
have an opportunity to compete. So
yeah. And I was just thinking earlier when you were mentioning the American degree, and you mentioned college. So does FFA continue? Can you continue FFA when you're in college?
Yeah, you can actually compete and be involved until you're 21.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Most of the kids that are getting their American degree are going to be out of high school. They'll be a year. You have to have graduated and be out of school a year to actually apply for your American FFA degree. So
oh, okay.
Yeah. So
very good.
Yeah.
Very good. So we're close to the end of our time here, and I'm just wondering. We've talked about the growth of the number of chapters in Alaska and the growth nationwide in FFA, but what is the outlook, Kevin, and Sky, too? What's your perception on the outlook of FFA in Alaska? I mean, obviously, there's that growth in numbers, but things are still looking good despite, I assume, lack of state funding and lack of some of the other resources we've had in the past, but things are still looking up. What would you say?
Sky, tell her what your goal is as an officer.
I have several goals as an officer. I have a personal goal, and I have a goal for FFA. My overall goal for FFA is that, actually, I have two goals now that I think about it.
Yeah.
One of them is just get as many kids involved. I want to get, like, at least 500 more kids involved this year.
Oh, my word.
I want to meet so many people. I want to impact as many kids as possible. And mm-hmm. a lot of people are like, oh, I'm city folk. I could never join FFA if farm stuff. I'm like, no, there's career development events. You can do employment skills where it's like almost a real job interview. And
yeah.
you can use those skills for when you apply for an engineering job later in life or something like that.
Yeah.
And I just want to get out there that it's not all farming, it's not all agriculture. There's so many different parts of FFA that people haven't even realized.
Absolutely.
And then also my other goal, my personal goal, is to meet as many FFAers as possible. And another goal is to tell kids that they can't just have a dream to become something, that they need to set a list of goals or a goal to get to where they want to go, like for their career. Like, I want to be an astronaut. Well, where do you start from there? Do you start doing harder math or something?
Right, have a
start
plan.
Start making goals, make a plan. I mean, it is possible to achieve your dream, basically.
Absolutely.
And I want to get that into people's heads.
Good. Well, those are incredible goals. I'm glad to hear it. What about you, Kevin? What would you say about the future of Alaska FFA?
You know, in the short time I've been up here, the 4 years I've been up here, I'm amazed at what I see as a lot of opportunities in agriculture and trying to relay that message to kids. I think there's a lot of room for growth. I think as a state, we need to look at things that we can do to help our economy, and I see agriculture being one of those components that we could expand on and support that will help us as a state.
A renewable resource.
Not only
resource.
Just for the economy, but just food security and the other things associated with agriculture. So yeah, I see a lot of opportunities. I'm excited. We just keep steadily growing our
yeah.
membership and adding more chapters and getting more schools involved and people see. It's nice to see the growth. And when I used to have to go out and visit a lot of schools and kind of sell the program, now I get calls frequently about schools that want to start an FFA chapter and see what the opportunities are. So that's nice
to
see that growth and excitement. So.
Yeah. Well, great work to both of you, and congratulations on that success. Sky
thanks.
And Kevin, thanks so much for joining me this morning on Ag Matters Radio, and we'll talk again.
Thank you.
Thank you for inviting us.
You've been listening to Ag Matters, covering positive agriculture stories from across Alaska with your host, Amy Pettit, of the Alaska Farmland Trust. Ag Matters is a production of Radio Free Palmer, recorded at our studios in Palmer, Alaska. For more information about this program, email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.